In August of 2016, Justin McElroy and I created the next great leap forward in podcasting, asynchronous podcasting. Look it up. It's actually on the Roman Mars Wikipedia page. It all started on My Brother and Me, episode number 316.
Roman Mars says that if there's a revolving door and you use the one next to it that isn't revolving, then you're a monster because they're so efficient and great.
Can I ask you a question, Justin? I've been meaning to ask you this for a while.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you just go do a podcast with Roman Mars?
If he would have me, I would love to get over there. I have a lot of good ideas for, like, not like this show, but like his show, like smart stuff. You know what I mean? Like real thinkers. Not like, I can't stress this, not like this show, but like smart, like erudite podcasting. That's, I feel like, my true calling and where I really feel like my light's under a bushel.
Justin, do you want to do like a weird backdoor pilot for smart stuff with Justin and Robin right now and just like give us a topic you might discuss on smart stuff?
Like, what's
I'll give you an example, and this would be like co-hosted by me and Roman. Okay, so I'll kind of leave blanks his part.
I can do Roman.
No, let me, I'm just gonna leave blanks for his parts. Okay,
you don't even want to hear my Roman?
No, you could try later, but I'm just gonna leave blanks for like,
hey,
the
guys,
Roman
it's me, Roman Mars. I'm gonna steal your brother.
Got him.
Okay, that's kind of nice. You guys have a Grover vibe, so it'll go something like, it's kind of, remember, it's like an erudite kind of smart podcast.
Okay, like a podcast where you know the host knows the word erudite.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So here's kind of what it would go like.
Okay, please.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Smart Stuff. I am your host, Justin McElroy. I'm joined, as always, today by Roman Mars.
Hey, Justin.
Roman, what smart thing are we discussing today?
Well, for episode 2 of the Smart Stuff podcast, I'd like to talk about one of my favorite things in population genetics, the founder effect.
Mm.
The founder effect is when there's a loss of genetic variation in a new population because it was started by a small number of founders from a larger population.
Now, did it?
Think of it like this. According to the 2010 U.S. Census, the United States is 72.4% white, 16.3% Hispanic or Latino, 12.6% Black, and 4.8% Asian. That's the average across all of America.
Huh.
But imagine that one city in the U.S. wanted to start a colony on Mars.
Speak on that.
That city may not have those proportions or that degree of genetic variation.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, the whitest city in the U.S. is Scottsdale, Arizona. It's about 90% white.
Huh.
If Scottsdalians broke off to form their own Martian colony, even though Scottsdale is a population within the United States, that colony would have much less genetic diversity than the U.S. population as a whole. Usually founding populations are much smaller than entire cities.
Sure.
So imagine there was only two individuals that started a new population, and then the genes those two individuals carried would be the only genetic variation in the entire gene pool.
Uh-huh.
Subsequent generations may introduce some random mutations, but otherwise, that's it. That's all you're working with.
Huh.
When it comes to plants and animals and bacteria, an isolated founding population with low genetic diversity that by chance had different genetic makeup than the population it came from could lead that new population to becoming a whole new species given enough time.
But wait, wouldn't that...
Now, if the small number of founders of a population have a genetic mutation and the new population remains somewhat isolated, that mutation will be much more common, even as the population grows over time.
Oh, I see.
So in the 18th century, about 200 families founded the Amish population of Pennsylvania.
Huh.
And at least one of those families had a mutation called polydactyly.
Ooh, what?
And even today, the Pennsylvania Amish have much higher rates of polydactyly than the U.S. population as a whole.
And
that's why, even though it's still quite rare, an Amish person is much more likely to have 11 fingers. It doesn't usually look like a fully formed finger. It's often just a little nub.
Well, folks, that's all we have time for on Smart Stuff today.
This kind of groundbreaking work made by pioneers in the world of podcasting is only possible because of listener support. Right now, if you go to radiotopia.fm, you'll find a big button that says Roman Mars's Beautiful Nerd Brigade. If you click it, you'll be donating $10, and you'll get an invitation to the online version of my office hours, where I will impart onto you and a bunch of other beautiful nerds all the things I've learned about podcasting in the last 10 plus years. Clearly, as evidenced by Smart Stuff, I have a lot of knowledge about podcasting to impart onto you. About 8 of 10,000 listeners to Radiotopia donate. That means very likely you are one of the 9,992 who do not. But you can change that. Go to radiotopia.fm, click the Roman Mars Beautiful Nerd Brigade button, and a big group of us will hang out and talk about podcasting. It's going to be awesome. We need 35,000 people to be backers to this drive to hit our goal. Let's reach that goal together. We made it really, really easy. $10, that's it. You're in the brigade. And when you're done, send me a note about it on Twitter at Roman Mars, and I will thank you personally. That's radiotopia.fm. Thanks.
What a fascinating tale. Thank you.
Radiotopia. From Pete.